We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, the two dots, like 7-8 lines from the bottom. It said in the Mishnah, Eizehu Petzua Daka, Kol She Niftzua Beitzim Shloy. If his Beitzim were crushed or wounded, Afila Achas Mem, even one of them, the Kroshivcha is Kol She Nichras Agid. If the Gid, if the Aver, the Aver had a tear in it, it had a cut in it. And all Gemara now we'll discuss. Remember, there's an Issus in the Torah. It's also for them to marry B'kal Hashem. And the halacha is also that this is dafka if it happens B'day Adam. But if someone's born this way, there is no psul for them to love of B'kal. It's only if something happens B'day Adam, either a day an accident or a badav does it to himself, then the halacha is also love of B'kal Hashem. Zok the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Eizah B'tzua Daka, Kol Shniftzu Beitzim Shloy. Anyone who is Beitzim went wounded, and they got wounded with a wound, the halacha is, Eizah B'tzua Daka. Fil Achas Mem, even one of them makes impossible. Because the reason is, this causes a person not be able to give birth and have children. But Fil Nikvu, even if there was a hole in one of them. Fil Namaiku, and even, like Tais speaks that Fil Nikvu is even one of them. Who then Fil Achas Mem, Zok Taisus. Even one of them have a hole. And even if it gets, if it's shrunk, gets smaller through from an accident, that's the halacha. A fill of chasru, even some part of it was missing. I heard from the chachamim in Kerem B'Yavna, that was a place where they, at the end of the second base of Mikdash, they were there. There were shurois, like a kerem, like a vineyard. All the Tamid Chacham were there in Yavna. So he says, I heard from the chachamim in Yavna, kol she'ingloi ella. Beitz achas ain't el sris chama v'kasher. The halacha is if someone only has one beya, he is a sris chama and he's kosher. Right, the Gemara sris chama sakadaitach. Sris chama means someone who became a saris v'dei shemayim machmas chayli only after he was ready around in this world. He got sick and one of his beitzim got ruined. The halacha is that machmas chayli. He's called Sris Chama, he's Mutlav Bakal. But this person was born without one of the Bayim. So that's not called Sris Chama. That's something else. Zok the Gemara, you're right, it's not Mam Sris Chama. Because Sris Chama Vakasher, he's similar to Sris Chama. The Torah is only Asered, a Petsua Daka Vakros. And this person was born like that way, and therefore he's Kasher. Look at Sris Chama that comes to the Shemayim, the Halacha is, his Kasher. This person also, since he was born that way, he is Kasher. Great thing about Akasha of a Nikav. It's one of the Psulim on Nikav has a hole. Nikav lay Mailid. If someone has a hole in one of his bayim, then he can't be Mailid. But whole Gavra, there was a certain person, the Solakadikla, climbed up a palm tree. The Charze Silua of a Beitzim. And a thorn got caught in one of the Beitzim. And Afik Menekachut Mugla. And out came from him like a certain Lecha, a discharge. And still, it was like Shifra Zera discharge came out. Violet. And Maisi, later on, we found that he was married, he had children. So tomorrow is not true. Hashal Shmuel Kamei the Rav. I'm like Tzev v'Chazar Abban of Mayan him. Go check out where his children really are from. Zog Rashi Zonse Ishtay. Itaka don't lie. You're not for sure. Maybe his wife was Mazana. The Chazal said if someone has Nikvu, he doesn't give birth. So this person you see give birth, maybe it's not his children. Zog tomorrow by tomorrow we don't have Shmuel. Petzua Daka b'de Shemayim Kosher. Petzua Daka min Hashemayim is Kosher. Zog Rashi, what does that mean? Idei Ra'omim Ubarad Oyim Me'imay. If he's born that way. Or if it happened that they were Amim Ubarad. Now this Rashi is masking a little bit. If it happened that they Chayli, then it would be a problem. And that's how the Rashi was dying from Rashi. And the reasoning behind that would be is because Chayli a lot of times comes from being negligent in your health. You go outside and it's cold. So it's possible that the Chayli happened for your own negligence. That's what's the problem. Dafka, thunder, or Barad, or hail, there, it's called Kobadei Shemayim. The problem is Rashi and Amar Aleph said Chayli Adei Shemayim is enough. So that's Shukos Thir, Rashi is the Kash on the Rosh. Like upon him, it's big shaila what the status of chayli is. I guess it depends what type of chayli is. If the chayli is person's negligent, then it's not a problem. If not, it's the kovadei shemayim and it's kosher. Amar Rava, what do you see this in the pasuk? How the kriyan patsua daka, loikriyan hapatsua. Hapatsua with mashma, it's like that from before. Patsua mashma happened now, so that's how it's mashma possible. If patsua daka, something that happened now, that's where there's a it's a love of kal shem. Not that hapatsua, something that was patsua from birth or medei shemayim. Masita Tana, Nema lo yovei petzua, v'nema lo yovei mamzeh. Ma'al lahalom de adam, afkam de adam. Another raya, the Brisa brings a different raya, that petzua daka is afkam de adam. Just like mamzer happens de adam, mamzer doesn't happen min ha-shamayim. Someone has to be mezana in order to produce a mamzer. Same thing petzua daka, it's a maisi yadu, that's how someone becomes petzua daka, and that's the raya, that's only de adam, but v'dei shamayim is taka kosher lovei bekal. Amar Rava, Patsua Bekulon, Dach Bekulon, Cross Bekulon. Amar will say in a second what Kulon means. Patsua means it has a wound, it has an injury. Dach means crushed, and cross means cut. So it means like this. Patsua Bekulon, Bein Shnev Tzagid, Sai if it's the Aver, Hatashvish that got wounded. Bein Shnev Tzu Beitzim, Sai if the Beitzim got wounded. Bein Shnev Tzu Chute Beitzim, the veins or the threads that hold up the Beitzim, those got ruined, those got a wound, that makes him puzzle. Same thing with dach. Dach means crushed. Dach bekulam. Benchin nidach agid. Say if the aver got crushed. Benchin nitchu beitzim. Say if the beitzim got crushed. Benchin nitchu chute beitzim. If the strings that hold up the beitzim also got crushed, that's a problem. Cross bekulam means benchin nichus agid. Say if the gid was cut. Benchin nichusu beitzim. Say if the beitzim were cut. Benchin nitchu chute beitzim. If the chute beitzim were cut. All these are all included in the psul of patsua, daka, and cross shivcha. Patsua means patsua. Daka is dach, crushed. And cross is cut, cross shivcha. All the pasuk says lo yavu b'tzua daka. What's b'tzua daka mean? He's crushed. Maybe his head's crushed. Eimim meroishay. How do you know it means ba'isa makim? Maybe it means his head. Amalei mid loy mona be'dayrus. Since it doesn't say lo yavu crush shivcha ad dar shlishi or ad oilam, it's mashmai that it's a type of person who can't have children. So we know that b'tzua daka must be ba'isa makim. Break the marva. Duma hide loymano by dairus is a different reason. Really, you can have children, and b'tzua daka maybe is in the head. Why is not osad oilam? Because it's a social begufay. The ihu the osar brei abav brei kosher. Maybe his children are kosher. By mitzri or adaimi or amoini there it goes b'yerusha. But why should b'tzua daka go b'yerusha? Maybe it's in the head. Why is not osad b'yerusha? Because not osad b'yerusha. So what's the different pshat? Why no b'tzua daka is ba'isam makam? Why duma the krus shivcha? And Krushiv Chasti Vaisamakim. How do you know? We'll see in a second. My Krushiv Chavaisamakim, Afhai Nai Vaisamakim. Just like Krushiv Chavaisamakim, two doctors of Vaisamakim. Krushiv Chagufe Mai. How do you know it's Vaisamakim? How do you know Krushiv Chavis Vaisamakim? Aim Mesvase. Maybe it means his lip is cut. Sakhti Gemara, Shav Chaksiv. Vamakim Shashayfich, a place where it pours. And by your lip, you just spit. And it's like Zerik Merochik. It's like throwing far away. It doesn't drip out. Shayfich means like it drips out, it pours out. Maybe it's from the nose, where krushivcha means with the nose, where there is a shavcha. Miksiv, so my answer, miksiv is shavcha karos. In the place where it's shavcha, where it pours, there's a cut. Don't say that, shavcha ksiv. It's ayimishal yidei kris, ayidei the kris of shayfach, it starts pouring. And what is that? That is by oisamakam, because shaloya de krisa in a shayfach amakaleach. Where at a krisa, if someone goes meiraglayim, it's mekaleach, it goes like a stream. But now with the shavcha, with the shavcha happens from the cross. Cross shavcha through the cut. It's shavcha. Lafuke high. That's the common lafuke. The nose. The eye divided shayfach is always shayfach. Even before the cross, it's always shayfach. It never goes mekaleach. Never has a stream. It's always shayfach. So we know it's by simakim. And so I know b'tzua daka simakim because doim the cross shavcha. I know cross shavcha is because it says shavcha and I did the cross. It becomes a shavcha. Masdita Tana and the Brice is Dimsha. Never Yavi Batu Dakam, never Yavi Mamzer. Malahalam by Samakam, which Mamzer is produced through a Maisa from Isamakam. Afkan by Isamakam, here also by Patua Daka, it's by Isamakam. And Kros Shivcha is by Isamakam. Sudaka and Kros Shivcha both by Isamakam. So to Maravaita, halacha regarding a hole in the Aver. Now it's a Vuyanar Mishnah. That anywhere Ma'atara Velamata, which means from the Atara away from the Guf, the way it works is that there's an aver, and on top of the aver there's a crown, and on top of the crown is the red part of front of the aver, and that part, the fleshy part, or whatever color it is, the fleshy part in the front, and that's the top of the aver. So the atara is just is like the border in between the aver and the top part. So the halacha is that if the atara is intact, whatever's on top makes no difference. Ma'atara v'lamata is not a problem. So then what happens if nikiv lamata ma'atara shekenegdoi lamayla ma'atara? You have a hole in the aver that's going on a diagonal, and it starts lamata ma'atara, it starts in the fleshy part in the front, and there's a hole through and through, and it comes out through the gid in the front. So it means it passes through the atara. Even a little bit of the atara that's punctured, it's ma'akiv. You need the entire atara to be intact in order that it should not be, that it should be able to give birth, and therefore it is a problem if it's nikiv, even a kolshu, it is ma'akiv. Zogting Maravait, it said in the Mishnah, Mishtai ma'atara a kolshu, it's enough. Yosir Ravina v'kamboile, mole achut sha'omru, apne kula, that it has to be malichot I'll play the whole circumference of the atara, or yeah, I'll play ruba, or it's enough I'll play roif. Omle Rav Tosafot Ravina malichot I'll play ruba v'klape reisha. It's enough roif v'klape reisha, but it has to be. And this din of malichot is the front part of this atara. The atara has about two parts to it, so there's a top and bottom part. The part that's closer to the guf, that has to be intact, either roiv or kuloi. It's a b'shar on the gear, so I'll play ruba. L'maiz, the Gemara 4 said, atara kol shu ma'keves. So you have to assume the Gemara 4, so you can be garis here, maybe I'll play kula, the klapi resha, that the has to be completely intact, the atara in order, it should not be a psul of nikiv hagid. Amrav huna, kekomis kshera kemarze psula. That means he had some kind of wound on his aver, and the whole top of his aver was cut off. But there's two ways it can be cut off. Either it was shaped like a pen, which means like, you know, picture a feather that they use for a cipher. A cipher is feather, it's a kulmus, that they cut off diagonally. So the front of the aver now is a diagonal. So there it's kosher. Kemarzev psula. The halach is if it's a marzev, then it's possible. It's shaped like a marzev, which means the two sides are intact, but the middle is taken out. So then it's possible. What's the difference? If it's a marzev, there's like avi goes back and forth in between, so that's a problem. Mashenkin by kumis is no problem of shalt be'avira. Rav Chista says the opposite. Kemarzev kshera, kumis psula. Kemarzev is kosher, and a kumis is pasul. Why? Because the kumis is worse, because the kumis, since it's not complete, the width of the aver is not complete, b'shas tashmish doesn't get mischamim, and the zera can't come out. Hai garod v'ala garod. This one, it touches the sides, and this one is missing part of the thickness, so it can't touch the sides of the rechem, b'shas tashmish. Amar Rava, kavaseh d'Rav Huna mistavra. I like the first man of the Yama. That the problem with marzev is possible because the ear gets in between. But because even Shum Gedusa, if you're worried about that the B'shas Tashvish, it's not a problem, because when you push it, the aver in more, then the sides will touch. Midava Barza the Chavita. It's like a corkscrew they put into a barrel, so the more you push it in, it gets tighter. So here also, even though the front is thinner, but as you push it in more, then they'll touch the sides, it'll be Meschamim. Omle Ravina Ramarema. Hachem Majuch was ready to Rapapa. Hilchasa was the halacha. Bein Gekomis Bein Marzak Shera. They're both kosher. But I'm not sure. If this thing happened, which means away from the guf or closer to the guf. So the whole question is if it's on the bottom of the aver, away from the guf, I feel nechas, the whole thing can be cut off. It's not a problem, not me. So of course, the whole halacha is when it's close to the guf. And there, Maisel Paskin, they're both marzev and kumas are kosher. Like it says before, even a kolshu, you have to work these things out. But akapana, when it's in this shape, it's fine. Ravina, why did he ask him a question? Shabushe lemarema hu debayi. He wanted to see if a rebbe knew the answer. Zogdam Ravaita, who of the dahav masav achasya? Shafi marbar avashi kekumis. There was a story of a marzev that came in front of marbar avashi, and Shafi marbar avashi, he shaved it down to a kumis for achshre, and he held marzev was no good, and therefore his machshir. The made it into a marzev because he held, like Rav Huna, that a marzev is pasul and a kumis is kosher. Who of the Pabdusa, a different story in Pabdusa, is Tasim Guvsel Shivchazara. According to the Gemara, in the Gemara's times, there was two openings in the Aver. One was for Shivchazara, one was for Meir Aglayim. And by this person, his Shivchazara hole got clogged up, and Shivchazara came out of the same place as the Meir Aglayim. Av Makum Ketanim. Sovra Bibi Barbai Lachshuri thought it was kosher. The Maisa gave birth. And Rapapa, no. You come from Abaya, and Abaya comes from Eli, who had a klala that should die young. He says, Mishum da Asim and Malayi, because you come from the family of Abaya, which die young, and recently Malayi is saying things that make no sense. But Mekayim Avashla, Mekayim Avashla. If it doesn't have the right sinar, the right straw to come out, the zera to come out, it won't be warmed up correctly. And therefore, you have to be careful that it doesn't come out of the same hole. And since it doesn't come out of the same hole, we'll not be able to give birth. So that's what he's saying. He's arguing, he holds that in such a case where it got stuffed up, the Shukvazera pipe, and now it's coming out of the Ketanim pipe, it's no good because it's not Moilid. Now this whole sugya, obviously, needs a lot of Ian, and there's a big Chuvash Ramayish about it. You have to know these days of Shtanu Ativim, how it is these days. But Akaponim, one of the things you have to know when it comes to this whole sugya is, it's totally if the person can be Meilid or not be Meilid, and then that's where the whole Nidin starts of Tzuradaka and Krushevcha.